Hello, everyone. Lately been thinking about comfort zones and chaos. And what I'm really seeing in the world is a lot of people who realized they didn't want the situation that they were in over this time where they've been more alone with themselves. And many of the people coming to me, of course, are realizing I don't want to go back to that particular job, and I haven't found meaning in it for years, or perhaps ever, and they want to really find out, why are they here? What's their purpose for being here? And it's uncomfortable to realize that and to realize that you're going to need to change. It's also the point of feeling incredibly alive, right? It's a risk. And everyone handles that a little bit differently, I would say. But I also know that when you take those risks, there are ways to build the bridge, if you will, to the new life, to the new job, that you can choose, you can make happen along the way. It's just that you won't see those steps until you start right on the path, until you make the choice to really do what you came here to do. And I think that's one of those really deep needs that humans have to make a difference in the world. And yet if we fail at that, then oh my goodness, you know, it's really a big failure. So there's all these different voices and things in our heads that keep us safe and playing small. But that's not very alive. So I think a lot of people look at me as someone who takes risks. And certainly I look for those risks in my life because I don't want to stay in a place where I don't grow and change. And sometimes that means changing my environment, all kinds of things I've done. And this was a big change to move to another country. And yeah, it's not perfect, right? There's lots of challenges with being here. I'm basically alone in a strange country during COVID. And, you know, that also has me facing myself and wondering what more can I do on purpose. And of course, all my insecurities come up. You know, am I good enough? Can I speak up? You know, what do I really have to say to the world? And, you know, it's been a tough year. I think a lot of people have talked about their mental health, and I certainly can say this was the toughest holiday season over Christmas that I have ever experienced, really. I think I looked so bad on the Zoom call on Christmas Day with my family. They asked if I wanted to come home. And, you know, for a second, I was like, yes, oh my gosh, it's been so hard. But, you know, that's not really what I felt to do. And so what I text back was, just because something feels right doesn't mean it's easy, right? And I think that's really the only indication that we have that something feels right, like you know in your gut, I have to do this, I have to change, or I have to move in a certain direction. And it's actually a beautiful thing that we have this inner guidance system. Now, not second guessing it is a little bit challenging for most of us, but you know, it's kind of that nagging feeling that we have inside of us that, you know, there is something more that wants to be born of our creativity, our life force. And I just want to encourage you all to really step out if that's what you need to do, whatever it is, and take that risk. It's really the thing we regret most are the things that we don't do, not the things that we do do. I know this from coaching thousands and thousands of people. And I love hearing the stories of how people live their lives, really to the fullest. I mean, it's very inspiring. And the thing that they all have in common is this sense of wonder, right? Like, what if I move? What if I start my own business? What if I talk to that person? What if? It's a curious way to live life, and I think it's another perspective that keeps you feeling a bit younger. I'll even say that because it's, children wonder just naturally. So it's something to really embrace. And the other thing I want to say about this is that you're not going to decide from the past. Like, that actually doesn't work anymore because you are not the same person that you were when you got into that job or whatever circumstances you find yourself in. So don't reach back to the past for what you think you should do in the future. Dream something new. I'm going to always leave you with a quote. So have to find it. Okay, Socrates. You know he's a good one. Wonder is the beginning of wisdom. Wonder is the beginning of wisdom. Have a grand adventure. Be well. Bye for now.